Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Good morning. Betty Jo Tucker's already in the house. Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. at Movie Attic Headquarters with Betty Jo Tucker. This week it'll be Godzilla. I saw the new Godzilla movie. I think what's really missing is anybody talking with a Japanese accent in the whole thing. Anyway, all right. It was kind of more interesting when it took place in Japan. Today we're going to be featuring the music of Tom Carosa. As you know, I love Tom Carosa. Always a funny guy. And he's got a new CD out. I think it's called In Your Ear. Because he's Tom Carosa, and that's how he does it. I just have to see what I listed him under. Is he under Carosa? Is he under? Anyway, he's always got something good coming out. So why don't we play my favorite, one of his from his last CD. Okay? Here we go.
Since the day I named you,
I'd come when you'd call. Thought that I had tenure, thought I knew my job. I was a good dog, but I missed you anyway. My prior owner blamed me for digging holes in the backyard. Off my debt by barking at strangers near the door. I was a good dog, but I bit you anyway. You lost my sand when you bit me back. Couldn't find my way back home. It took a trail of rain to wish me back in your lap again. Get down, get on down. Whisper the scent of turpentine. Some felines in an art studio. A child shampoo, a half-eaten shoe. Dinner with some friends I love, I wonder who they were. These recent days are something of a blur. My recent vapid blundering has everybody wondering what's with her. I nod when folks are talking and I'm sure they're making sense, but I'm thinking of a sweet coincidence. The traffic in Manhattan is a cavalcade of fun. Subways are miraculous and new. I'm talking in a giggle, irritating everyone. And it's October too. I drift along the avenue and bump into a cop hiding on the corner as they do. I'm drunk and I'm disorderly and haven't had a drop. And it's October too. I'm high on October and you love. I'm floating all over town. The thrill of a blossoming new love. The beauty of a year closing down. I've fallen and I'm helpless, like the leaves upon the ground, hypnotized by everything in view. I'll get myself together when November rolls around, but till this dream is blankets over, and it's October too.
Hey, Tom Carosa there. Betty Jo Tucker's in the house. Chuck Skull, post your shows and help this adult-minded person know when you're on, everybody. Betty Jo's the only one I've got memorized. Okay, Wacko Bob, The Wacko World, Monday through Fridays, 9 a.m. And Chuck Skull, love your nostalgia show. Very funny. But post the names. Clopsy's in the house and Richard B. Smart. He always posts such funny stuff. He's a funny guy. It's Tom Carosa Day, so we're playing a lot of Tom Carosa because we love him, and he's got a new CD, right? Okay, here we go.
Wow, 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 wow. What did I do?
What did I do?
I'm asking you anew. Give me a clue.
Give me a clue.
What made you say toodaloo? I wish I knew.
I wish I knew.
What's bugging
what's
you?
What's bugging you?
You say we're
you
through.
Say we're through.
I feel so blue.
I feel so blue.
What did I
did
do? What did I do?
What did I do?
Our love has gone askew. Oh, please can't you?
Oh, please can't you?
Drop the other shoe. Can I break through?
Can I break through?
Can I undo?
Can I undo?
Can we renew?
Can we renew?
Can I construe?
Can I construe?
What did I do?
Somebody in, hold on the switchboard. Let's see who's calling in. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Miss Nancy. It's Pat Vecchione. I was just calling. I didn't hit the one button. I was calling in to listen to the show because I'm unable to use my computer.
Okay. Okay. Kat Vecchione, plug your show. What nights?
Saturday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. World Talk Rock Report with Kat Vecchione and Chuck. Oh.
Yeah,
thank
very
you.
Good show. I tuned in. It was very good. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, go back to listening to me. I'll put you on mute. Thank you, Kat Vecchione,
for
calling.
I have one question
you.
For you,
sure.
Though, here.
Uh-huh.
They had a show, The Women of Saturday Night Live, and I was a little offended because they did not show you.
I know. What were they thinking?
What were
but
they
you know
thinking?
What? Actually, they did show me. They did show me.
I didn't
you just,
see you.
Did you see the Oprah sketch?
Yes.
I'm right next to Tina Fey. That was me with short hair.
Oh, okay, because I kept saying, I go, I know, I have a friend on this show to my ex-husband. He goes, you're a liar.
No, well, that's
I
it.
I'm
you look,
not a liar.
You're not a liar, and if you go online and you look the Oprah sketch, you'll see me. If you look my Big Fat Greek Wedding opening monologue sketch, you'll see me. If you go Long Island Medium, you'll see me. So, yeah. But I'm definitely
okay.
in the Oprah
well,
sketch.
Well, we saved it. We DVR'd it, so we saved it.
All
so
right.
I'll look again.
When
so.
You go back and look and go, that's my friend. All right, Kat. Stay well. Bye.
Thank you.
She's so sweet. Kat Vecchione, check her out with Chuck Skull. Very nice. Good stuff. I called in this week. I was having fun. And Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. It's Movie Attic Headquarters. This week it's Godzilla. Godzilla. They don't use any Japanese accent in all of Godzilla, a Japanese film with not one Japanese accent. Oh, my God. I don't know. Am I a spoiler alert if I say they killed off all the good actors in the first part of the film, and then I just wished Godzilla would kill me in the second part? Anyway. Godzilla, as played by Bruce Willis. Godzilla, as played by Sylvester Stallone. Godzilla. Oh, my God. I sat there going, oh, it's supposed to be 3D, and I don't even want to duck. All right. Godzilla is coming. Godzilla. Be not afraid. Be very not afraid. The monsters don't even come in until halfway through the film. It's so, like, guess the plot. I did in 5 minutes. Everybody's angry in the first 10 minutes. I'm angry. Anyway, I'm angry I saw it. Okay. Just having fun. Let's get back to Tom Carosa's new CD. Okay. Godzilla!
Since the day I named you, I'd come when you'd call. Thought that I had tamed you, thought I knew my job. I was a good dog, but I bit you anyway. My prior owner blamed me for digging holes in the backyard. I worked off my debt by barking at strangers near the door. Peanut butter on a spoon. you'd come when I'd call. You thought that you had tamed me, but you knew your job. I was a good dog, but I bit you anyway.
A year has passed and your family wants you to know it's time to laugh, to have a blast. There's so little time left to go. You may have regrets, your dreams may die, your grip with failure getting firmer. We love you, Dad, you're quite a guy. a guy that's named Burl Murmur. Thanks, kids.
Isn't that wonderful, Burl? All our little murmurs have sacrificed themselves selflessly to buy you that tie clasp. I have never been so moved in my entire life.
Charles, Gert, Burbert, you three kids are the greatest gifts any man could have. And now this tie clasp. Eesh. I'm so thrilled. I never knew a man could be as thrilled as this. Thank you all so much.
I wrote the poem. Burbert picked the gift and Gert drew the picture. Oh, Gert. What a lovely rendition of it.
It's a drawing of how I view the aftermath of World War III, which is inescapable due to the short-sighted political moves of your generation, leaving us, the fledglings, to deal with the apocalyptic consequences. I didn't want to tell you, but I must. I am so outraged by the hypocrisy. I'm marrying Sludge. We're joining the cult of egotism and moving to Guam to form an ashram for those people who can type but don't want to.
Gert, why, I don't understand.
I love Sludge, he loves me, and that is that.
Dad, I didn't want to say anything, but since Gert dropped her load, I might as well do the same. I will accuse of manslaughter, and some people witnessed it.
Burbert.
I'm going to plead insanity, though, of course. It should be no problem to prove because of my effervescent wit and dazzling charm. It should be no problem. You'll be real proud of me, yes.
Some birthday this has turned out to be. I'm destroyed, utterly destroyed. I never knew a man could be as destroyed as this.
Burbert. Manslaughter? Why, you can't even watch us carve a turkey.
It was self-defense. I mistook a cane for a gun.
Manslaughter? If you were going to slaughter someone, don't you think it could have been Sludge?
Huh, that's a fine thing to say about your future son-in-law, the man I love.
Now stop, everybody. I have some news, too.
Well, what's it going to be, Cheryl? A disease? An abortion? An addiction? What?
Well, I didn't want to say anything, but I've been accepted into the Oxford University School of Journalism. The novella that I submitted with my application has earned me the Fulbright Scholarship for the entire duration of my studies there. My collection of poems and short stories has been honored with the Eudora Welty Award for Alliteration, and it has been bought for publication by Viking Penguin Press with the contingency that I accept a very lucrative lecture tour voicing all the glimmering possibilities of a poetic world.
Well, Cheryl, we've always suspected there was a black sheep in the family. We never had an inkling it was you. But seeing that you're so articulate and seeing that this is your gift, I can't help but wondering what side of the family you get it from. The Murmurs have always been introverted.
It couldn't be my side. My side of the family has always been uncomfortable with anything to do with words.
But it appears you've been gifted with this sort of thing, and if that is your life choice, we extend our continued love, support, and congratulations. Here, honey, this is really your day, not mine.
What's so great about her? What about us?
We're grounded.
Yeah, but when you see my picture in the paper, you'll say, there's our precious son, Burger Murmur, the murderer.
I don't know what I'm going to say when I see your picture in the paper or on the nose. I've had it with a wandering upstart attitude from the I'm still the head of this household, and I'll rule high with an iron fist. It might be my birthday. You might be singing. You might give me a pipe blast. This story is not over yet. If I have anything to say about it at all, I'm still in the path in this family. I'm so old. I
showed me how to see more than I used to see. I still can't see it all. I showed you that there's magic in the things you do, no matter how small. Expand where the sunshine glimmers on you and me. I see you, I free you, I wanna Peggy Lee you. I hear you, I see you, a violent chance to be you. Decree you, will be who, the one I don't really need to. Your key to, the me who, will colonoscopy you.
From his new CD. Thank you all for listening. It's just mostly a playing day, but I will plug everyone again. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. In one word, this Tuesday, 4 p.m. Godzilla! Check out Movie Attic Headquarters at 4 p.m. Chuck Skull with Kat Vecchione Fridays at 8. Rock World, Club Season in the House, Richard B. Smart and Wacko Bob. Wackos! Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. George Bettinger's not in the house, but Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, it's the Mom and Pop Shop on Dream Stream Radio. Also, look for our friend Steve Mendoza on Dream Stream Radio, Thursdays and Saturdays. And Chuck Skull, your show is in the morning. I'm sorry, I'm brain dead. I've been working so much. I was outdoors hosting the Mompalooza Festival yesterday, and that was a long day, and I am tired. Thousands of people ad-libbing for thousands of people while the band set up. Being funny, it's what I do. What are you going to do about that? And let's put in a plug for Comedy Cures. Okay. Go to Comedy Cures on Facebook and check it out, Sarah Rothberg. So it's all good. It's all good. Moving right along, let's get some more Carozza going because it's Tom Carozza Day here on my show.
Ladies, would you mind leaving the room for a moment? I'd like to have a word with your husbands. Men, is your wife tired of drying her hair with a vacuum cleaner? Does she look absolutely pathetic doing it? Then maybe it's time that you bought her the Exhaler, an exciting new handheld hairdryer that plugs into any wall. The Exhaler even has two speeds, because some days are much more frantic than others for the little lady. Think about it. Don't you deserve a more beautiful wife? So pick up the Exhaler today, and you'll be married to a whole new woman tonight. It'll have you exhaling too. The Exhaler from Leave Her Industries, the company that puts you first. Now, the Leave Her Variety Hour, broadcasting from high atop the Squeeze It Inn in picturesque Blue Island, Illinois, continues with Tom Carozza and the Tom Carozza Orchestra performing another great of 1928. Take it away, won't you?
love came to me in the springtime, just like the blossoms I fell. I thought that June would be ringtime, which proves that you never can tell. I used to call her pet names, tell her she was divine, but she turned out to be the girlfriend of a boyfriend of mine. I used to take her places, she liked to dance and dine, but she turned out to be the new friend of an ex-friend of mine. I found that love was just a joke, yeah, I learned what a broken heart meant. I even started out to get a kitchenette apartment. Her lips were just like candy, her kisses were just like wine, but she turned out to be the real friend of a heel friend of mine. I thought that we'd be married, sign on the dotted line, but she turned out to be the soulmate of a cellmate of mine. Life to me was just one big thrill, yeah. Nobody could be prouder. Now life is just a bitter pill, a capsule and a powder. Why am I pale and nervous? Why do I weep and whine? Oh, she turned out to be a boyfriend of mine.
Isn't he terrific? Tom Carozza, go Facebook friend him. Very good. Oh, everybody's in the house. It's always fun when everybody's here. Everybody's here in the house. It's always good. And I'm trying to think if I thought I had downloaded more of his songs, unless I did it wrong or unless I didn't get them all right. Now I don't remember what I played or didn't play. Sorry, Tom. Tom Carozza, check him out on Facebook. You can ask to order his CDs directly from Facebook. He hasn't gotten it together to put it on CD Baby yet. But you gotta love him anyway, don't you? Yeah, you gotta love him anyway.
My family and my friends agree, no one means more to me than me. One thing that I'll never do is give a second thought to you. You may complain or remonstrate about the way I operate. I say, what the hey, find a way to love me anyway. You may say it's hard to find a way to keep you on my mind, because it seems eventually my thoughts always return to me. No matter how you try to gain my interest, will slowly wane. You'll fade into gray. Find a way to love me anyway. Maybe you'll try to ignore me, resisting the heel of my boot. You'll damn all others before me, because I am so cute. On the day that I was born, a gypsy did my mother warn. One who falls in love with me will suffer pain and misery. And her words came true, you see. This is as close as I can be. You'll make out okay if you find a way to love me anyway.
built up quite a wall. So it's up to you to make the call. Somehow you might break on through. At least that's what I'd think if I were you. You think that if you stick with me, I'll come around gradually. That may be so.
Today, usually taping his fifth album or whatever. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, tomorrow at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. It's Godzilla! Godzilla! Okay, Godzilla. Oh, God, the cartoon. Anyway, Chuck Skull, thank you for joining us. Clopsy, Richard B. Smart, Wacko World, Monday through Fridays at 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. And Kat Vecchione listened via her phone, so let's hear it for her. And I don't have anything short to go out here of Tom Carozza's. Maybe this one. Here we go. What can you do with this one? I like this song, too. He's so much fun, isn't he?
You've got the eyes of a princess, the hands of a clock. Your hair is flaxen and red. You've got the legs of a table and the arms of a jock, but I can't change the shape of your head. Our dinner's alone, I'm romantic and tender, but when it's all done and said, I close the door, I go out on a bender, cause I can't change the shape of your head. Don't know what your point meant when you said all your dreams came true, but there's a fly in the ointment, cause this is something that I just can't do. Don't ask me again how, when, or why, or what of us may end up dead. No more Mr. Nice Guy, I don't want an inbred in bed. In bed we fall in and out of love for reason. I used to think in his bed, but when it's with you, the big I must be teasing, cause I can't stand your head on my chest. It's over, Kaputsky, finito. One more look at you I dread. I'm spending time with a beef and bean burrito. I can't change the shape of your head. No, I can't change the shape of your head. No, I can't change the shape of your head.